Great Lakes governors have rewritten a plan to set criteria for large-scale water withdrawals from the Great Lakes. The most recent version of the so-called Annex Agreement has boosted the diversion dreams of counties that straddle the Great Lakes Basin. The city of Waukesha has been pushing hard for water from Lake Michigan. But at a public meeting last night, several Waukesha County residents spoke up against the diversion idea. Steve Schmucke of the Waukesha County Environmental Action League says there's no way to verify that the city would live up to promises to also conserve more water.
There are various things that can be done in the way of conserving water, low-flow toilets, low-flow showerheads, things like that, but we ultimately need to be able to quantify what those methods and techniques are achieving.
But the Waukesha Water Utility keeps pressing its case for surface water from Lake Michigan. General Manager Dan Dukniak says the city already uses groundwater from the Great Lakes Basin.
The switch from Lake Michigan groundwater would lead to immediate improvement to the Great Lakes system by allowing the aquifer to recover. Groundwater is critical to the annual recharge of Great Lakes, accounting for 50 to 80% of the recharge of the Great Lakes watershed.
But critics say Waukesha wants to take water out of Lake Michigan by the fire hose and return it by the thimble. Environmental groups are also pushing for other changes to the diversion plan, including no increase in withdrawals by the bottled water industry, and more power for citizens who want to object to any proposed diversion. Several governments must approve the Annex Agreement. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.